You're listening to the show about diarrhea and cursed plant axes. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
That's so amazing. I love
so
it.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Well, can I probably stay tuned to my screen share?
Oh.
If we're going to dive into the recap.
Abby's not there. Oops.
Oh, no. Hang on, wait!
Ah!
I don't know how, but my headphones are unplugged. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
There.
John Lithgow.
Yay!
SNL skeleton.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
So we'll start out with...
Wait, stop sharing.
No, we're supposed to see this.
We're supposed to see this?
You should all be looking at...
Oh!
That's how you'll access your eyes.
Oh my God, I am so excited. This is amazing.
Is this just something you wrote for Sketch and then you just like substituted the word flight attendant with Will?
I'll never tell.
Nothing wrong with that.
Where am I? Here we go.
If you asked anyone, they'd say it was an otherwise calm day in the city of Bear Toggle. But for one D&D party, Bathwack Madrak, Will Pompeian, Rafina Phalangepot, Roscoe LaFleur, and their trusty sidekick, Shimi, conflict was roiling, and tragedy was about to strike for this tight-knit crew of adventuring friends. Or were they? This is their story. Tonight on E True Bear Toggle Story. It was a pleasant summer day, and unbeknownst to the residents of Bear Toggle, a mysterious group of individuals was in town trying to save the world. Or were they?
Do I say this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Oh my God. Save the world? No. No. What's so great about the world anyway? It's big, it's dirty, it's outside. I'd rather be inside any day of the week. And on this day, it might have been a Thursday, we were inside, which I liked. But Bathwack was there too, which I didn't like. Ugh, Bathwack. That's amazing.
You know, I'm actually glad E True Bear Toggle Story is doing an episode on us. It'll give me a chance to tell my side of what happened that day, which is that I was behaving totally reasonably and virtuously like I always do. You see, it all started with this book.
Ah, yes, the book. Well, first of all, it wasn't even that good of a book, if you ask me. From what I could tell, it was just a bunch of pictures. No words? Come on! Now, the Pineapple Wars trilogy, that had words. And some pretty good ones, too. Inflorescence? Butt rot? Jiggly verdant mess? Are you kidding me? Now there's a book. Sometimes I wish Roscoe's key had never opened this other one to begin with.
Hi, I'm Roscoe LaFleur. And yeah, it was my weird key that opened these weird people's weird book. But I had nothing to do with Will and Bathwack fighting over it the way they were. That's on them.
Basically, Will thought the book was important because his sister was in there, but it was clear to me that the book was dangerous. It was either lying to us or trying to manipulate us. Both. And as a paladin, I think deception and manipulation are bad. I mean, I would never do either of those things.
It was around then they told me they were planning on confronting some kind of entity in the lake. I had nothing to do, so I told them, you know, I'm happy to help. But, you know, 24 hours, I'm leaving Bertago with or without you. Which, maybe that was a mistake. I get the sense it takes these people a long time to do pretty much anything. Anyway, like I said, weird people, all of them.
Roscoe called us weird? Well, he turned into a boar and didn't even know why or how. That's weird. And trust me, do not ask him about that, because all he's going to do is blame me and my arcane eye and go on and on about something called...
Mystic River! Have you not seen Mystic River? Oh, man. So there's this scene where Kevin Bacon is questioning Tim Robbins while Lawrence Fishburne looks on from behind the mirror.
And... Ugh, Roscoe's gonna be in this? Don't bother, he's just a loon. I mean, I didn't like when he said he had no interest in gods, but other than that, who knew what was going on with Roscoe? Weird old coot. The important thing is, I thought I should be the one carrying the book, not Bathwack. He was dangerous. I mean, he couldn't stop obsessing over those boots of flying.
Okay, obsessing is a strong word. I just... really, really, really wanted those boots. And would stop at absolutely nothing to get my hands on them. Is that so bad? Is it?
Yeah, and we all know where that led.
We do know where it led. Tragedy. But first, Shimi returns.
See? I'd gone off on my own while the group went down into the sooty gang's hideout. Guess they thought I wouldn't be able to handle it. Little did they know that S in Shimi stands for the S in useful. Does that work?
So Bathwack starts taking us back to the magical item store for those boots, and we hear this kerfuffle. I mean, like, classic kerfuffle sounds.
Yeah, I'm grunting, he's grunting, and I'm there like, I didn't do nothing. I didn't take nothing. So yeah. Definitely a kerfluffle.
Kerfuffle.
That's what I said. Kerfluffle.
Anyway, that's when I see Shimi being dragged along by this local... what's the word? Oaf.
I am not an oaf. I'm a businessman. That kid stole a filter of love from my shop, and I was merely going to turn him into the proper authorities. Psh, oaf! That's just rude.
So I change my appearance to look like a guard, and I go over to save Shimi. Because Zolbardia knows Bathwack wasn't going to. He doesn't give a shit about kids.
Children? I'm indifferent, I guess. Why do you ask?
Yeah, there were a number of big arguments that day. But the one between Guard Will and Boris the shopkeep was definitely the biggest and the loudest. And that's hard for me. I am not an argumentative person by nature. I mean, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm kind of a sweetie pie.
She is.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I could go for some pie right now. You have any mustard pie? That's my fave.
Look, like I said, I was trying to be useful. I just didn't plan on getting caught by that oaf, Boris. Good thing the group came by. They were a big help. Roscoe sick Roscoe on him. Will created a replacement potion to appease him. And basically, they eventually warmed down till he was standing there crying about his dad.
I said I wasn't going to answer any questions about that.
So yes, I single-handedly saved Shimi from Mr. Daddy issues. And the next thing I know, there's another situation. Some lady comes up to us crying and asking for help.
That poor woman, her 12-year-old son Otis had gone missing when the grand staircase collapsed. She looked scared and devastated. I don't think any of us will ever forget it.
Sorry? What?
I said, do you remember what the woman wanted?
No, I must have tuned all that out. I really just wanted those
See what I mean? Doesn't give a shit.
Well, Bathwack does give a shit. He was just distracted. Besides, Will taking money from a distraught mother while pretending to be a public official? Not the best look.
Rafina said that? Look, at least I'm not Roscoe. He said, and I quote, maybe your sexy 12-year-old ran away from his ugly mom. And then he rambled about growing up in the circus. Like I said, weird old coot.
Anyway, after the distraught mom went away, I finally explained to the group that I didn't steal a filter of love. I poured it out as a distraction. Also, I could get a potion of water breathing. And not to mention...
boots. He was wearing the boots.
Coming up on E! True Bear Toggle Story, Pork Fried Dice Edition. Spells. Deception. Diarrhea. Stay tuned.
Yeah, there was something weird going on with Bathwack and those boots. He was even willing to trade some plant murder and axe for it. Seemed pretty clear to me that either that axe or those boots were cursed. Little did I know, the real curse would end up being watching Shimi fly away all awkward-like while saying he had diarrhea. That was uncomfortable.
I don't think Shimi had diarrhea. I think Will was casting message and telling him to make up an excuse to leave. Spells.
Deception.
Diarrhea.
How did I feel? I was furious. Everyone seemed dead set on keeping me from getting those boots. Even Roscoe. At one point, I was standing right there, and he leaned over to Rafina and started murmuring about...
Mystic River! That's the scene where Sean Penny's real fucked up. He's like, is that my daughter in there? Is that my daughter in there? Just devastated, you know? I kind of like that mother who wanted us to help her find her son, actually. But, you know, more Oscar-worthy.
Anyway, so I cast Locate Object, and I just run. Because I'm going to find Shimi, and I'm going to get those boots.
And that's when it happens. Bathwack Madrak, virtuous dragonborn paladin from Gully's End, has a vision on the streets of Bear Toggle. A cascade of water falling into a pool. And on the bed of the pool, the image of a crown, accompanied by five simple words. Listen to Will. Trust him. Bathwack Madrak sees this vision. And what does he say?
I want to, but not now. I need those boots.
So we all follow Bathwack, and we find Shimi being all weird in an alley. And I swear, at first, it looked like he was diarrheaing over there.
I wasn't diarrheaing! I was trying to get those boots off! But I couldn't. They wouldn't come off! They were stuck!
That's when it happened.
That's when it happened.
That's when it happened!
I was just trying to help.
Bathwax strikes again!
What happened next depends on who you believe. Was Bathwack Madrak really just trying to help? Did he see his youthful companion, Shimi, in need, and rush over to offer well-intentioned assistance? Or was Bathwack Madrak a danger to himself and others? Had he been driven mad by an enraged desire for Shimi's boots? We may never know. What we do know... is that Shimi would never walk again unless they found like a healer or some other like magical way that he fixes his foot, probably. Anyway, okay, this is good for a recap. Alright, let me just stop there. What would happen next? Would these individuals ever learn to trust each other again? And what is going on with Roscoe? Who's Rudy? What's his deal? Find out next time on E! True Bear Toggle Story, Pork Fried Dice Edition.
Amazing! Oh my god!
So much fun!
So fun! Oh my god!
You guys are gonna regret escalating these
I know.
Recaps.
I know.
Do I already do.
Huh? Do I have to do it next?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Frig.
Eventually, you guys
do.
Are gonna like successfully submit a pilot to Hollywood and
yeah.
start a TV show.
Can you
just as the recap?
Just our recaps is the whole TV show. Amazing. Yes.
I was somehow thinking that, like, you know, a year from now, you could take all these recaps and just chain them together and it would tell the entire story.
That's so true.
And yeah.
Almost.
That's insane. I mean, it's crazy though, because like that's the level of like these recaps at this point. It really is. Adam, that was awesome. Holy, I loved doing that. That was so fun to be a part of it.
I know.
You all did a great job. I spent like 4 or 5 hours this morning like working
Adam,
on that.
Thank you. That was
right,
amazing.
Now you need to do
the
it for
music
sketch.
Gave me the scaries. Was that like real E music or what is that music? Is it just
it's all music from something called Incompetech, Kevin
oh,
McLeod.
Yeah,
it's
yep, Kevin
royalty
McLeod.
Free music.
Yeah, we've used them before. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't watch any E True. I didn't know if it, what it was. That was scary. It reminded me of Unsolved Mysteries there at the end.
It reminded like, yeah. me of a Trivia Murder Party.
Ooh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh my God, you're right with the Esky. Yeah. Yes, totally.
We could just play that.
We could.
I mean, this could be a standalone episode.
Yeah, exactly.
No, just a repeat of the last episode. Be grateful, everyone. That was incredible. I'm so happy. I want to do that every time now.
Yeah, why can't the whole show just be scripted?
I know. Well, that would, man,
you
yeah.
could have written our lines, Adam.
I know.
Yeah, why didn't you keep going? We could just, that's. What we could have done.
I mean, yes, I think I've made it clear that I am a master of all of your characters. And know exactly how they would act and think under all circumstances.
Yes, definitely.
He had lots of questions for me this morning.
Oh, really?
Only a few of which he actually was able to answer.
Oh, or chose to.
Yeah.
Oh. Secrets.
No, it was all about what happened. I just didn't remember anything.
Nice. That's helpful.
Anyway. That's what's going on.
Okay.
So yeah, specifically the last thing that happened is Shimi let out a scream of pain. You heard a sharp crack in reverse order from, or maybe at the same time, from his foot boot area.
Oh, jeez.
As Bathwick gave it a mighty tug. Paul Bunyan would have been impressed.
Well, I'm running right up and, like, physically getting right next to Shimi.
What's wrong? I'm going to heal him immediately. If he, Shimi, are you okay?
My foot is broken! You broke
Holy
my
shit,
Batwack!
What the fuck? You broke his fucking ankle!
I'm going to heal his foot.
Yikes. That's fucked up, dude. What are you doing?
I'm going to heal him before the party can pry me off of him.
Yeah, I want to pull Shimi. I'm not going to try to pry Bathwack at all because he's strong. I try to pull Shimi away, like up off the stoop and away from Bathwack.
Wait, no, you're not pulling him away from me. I'm healing this guy.
Yeah, well, after you, I mean, I don't know. Did he do it? Did he do it?
It's instant. I mean, he's holding him. Like, it's...
Well, then as soon as that Shimi feels like he can get up, I'd be up with him, like past Bathwack.
I don't know if he
thinks
he can get up yet, but he's...
Well, then I'm dragging him away. Are you holding onto his foot? Let him go! His head comes off.
Now Will broke my foot!
He's doing the splits. Me and Bathwack are just pulling on his legs. Give him to me!
Rufina says, both of you stop, and chops through his foot with a machete.
Oh, no! Oh God. But yeah, I'm just trying to help him up in a way, like when Shimi, if he feels like he can get up. Mm-hmm. Will is on Shimi's side.
Yeah, you've healed
what's
him.
What's wrong
Bathwack.
With... Sorry?
You have healed him, so that worked.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah, I just emptied the pool. I don't know how much. I just healed him for everything.
Okay.
25 hit points.
Dumped it into him. Cool.
What is wrong with those boots? Why won't they come off?
I don't know.
No, Bathwack, you need to calm down. It doesn't matter what's wrong with the boots. There's no reason for you to be pulling a leg off to get the boots. What's wrong with you?
What's the matter with the boots? What's the matter
like that,
with
Will?
Oh, fucking yes, I can.
Bathwack.
What?
Whoa, and then he like catches himself.
Does he say what he's fucking King Bathwack? Is that what you just said?
You cut out right in the middle of it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
Say it again. Yeah.
No, I had all that emotion before.
Yeah, I know. You have to give it again.
I am fucking King Bathwack. Oh, no. And now we figured out what happened. He's actually a robot.
Oh, yeah. He malfunctions. Little guns pop out of his titties.
I don't actually know what I said.
What'd you say?
I don't actually know what I said.
Well, neither do we.
I'm fucking King Bathwack. I thought. That's it sounded like you said.
No, but before that. I don't know what I said before that.
I think that part came through. You can't talk to me like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, then I just said, I'm fucking King Bathwack.
Yeah. Oh, all right. At that, I'm going to cast Fly on myself and carry Shimi up away from Bathwack.
Oh, wow. This is dramatic. I'm talking to Rafina. I can't wait till they make an E-True Bathwack story out of this.
I'd watch that. Are there zippers? Will!
I don't understand what's going on.
I will.
Will, you're not going to help us solve this problem if you leave.
I'm not trying to leave. I'm just trying to get him away from you because you're a little obsessed with some inanimate objects and hurting people because of them. So, you know.
Give him the boots. I just can't get him off.
Yes, Shimi.
Look, we can Will, let it. You we know can... that's not normal. Like, they're stuck to his feet. You know, I don't. When I take people's shoes off, I don't break their feet. There's something wrong.
Yeah, I think that you're a little angry and obsessed, and that's what happened. Because the shoes, if you're pulling a shoe off that hard, you were going to break his leg anyway, weren't
you? Why don't you try to take him off?
I can, if I want to. I can. As a matter of fact, I can give you the boots if you really want them. But we have to go talk somewhere, I think. I think we need to sit down, have a little talk, because I think you're having... all of us. Fine. Okay. Roscoe included. Because this
family
guy's
meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Where are we going? What's around? Rafina? Anything? I look around.
You look around and actually just a little bit a ways down this alley, like back here, there really aren't any storefronts, but you do see a small, not very obtrusive sign that says the Nitty Gritty Saloon.
Uh-oh. Well, if we don't want to go to the Nitty Gritty Saloon, we can always pop into my tiny hut.
How tiny is it? I'm not going into the tiny hut with Bathwack. He might rip my legs off.
It's a safe space.
Mm. Bathwack, Rafina's going to fog the fuck out of you if you do anything, is all I'm going to say. Right? Right, Rafina?
I shall deny nor admit to anything.
I'm scared.
I said that wrong. Or we could go to the Nitty Gritty. I could use some grits. I like grits.
Yeah, wait, what? Grits?
They must have grits.
Does Roscoe know this place? Has he been to the Nitty Gritty before?
Roscoe probably has, yeah. It's It's usually, they have decent food.
Decent mustard pie.
They're not like the nicest people, but you think it's like not disgusting. It's cheap. It's usually relatively frequented. It's not people don't avoid it, so they don't get, you know, a stomach virus or gout or anything.
Is it crowded? Do you know this place, Roscoe?
Yeah, I know this place. I've been here plenty of times. It's a pretty good place. They got pretty good food, pretty cheap, and it's pretty uneventful for the most part, and it's a good place to go to if you're trying to get down to the nitty-gritty of interpersonal situations.
Oh, it seems meant to be then.
Yeah.
Let's take a peek.
How are we going to make sure Bathwack doesn't rip weaker people's arms and legs off?
I'm right here, Will.
Yeah, I see you.
Because if he does, I...
Which weaker people are you referring to?
You know I'm talking about me. There's a reason I didn't push you off of Shimi. I grabbed him away from you. Notice? I'm getting smarter.
I'm not going to rip your arms off, Will.
Yeah, okay. Well, well, that's contractual. Can we add a line in the contract to not rip Shimi's legs off?
That's what we call a diversity rider in a contract. Make sure you don't kill the kid.
Roscoe. Will looks at Roscoe like, how does he know things about contracts? Anyway, you weird contract bore. Let's go into...
Contract bore!
Will, I've heard them say that about you behind your back.
What?
But it's a homophone.
It is a homophone. Oh, high five, fam.
Shimi, you know, I'm carrying you right now. Oh, wait, no, you have boots stuck to your feet.
Yeah,
that make you fly.
You would, I don't think you'd necessarily be able to carry me. You are the weaker one, remember?
Okay, you know what? You're the weaker one out of this duo, I say. I'm holding. I mean, I guess I let him go if he can fly away.
Yeah, I was mostly flying.
Fuck
on
you,
myself.
Shimi.
I was a sack of dead weight. Oh, I could feel Will's muscles bulging under his...
Will has his arms crossed. He's just floating and his eyes are rolling. Like,
listen, everybody. All right, just come with me. I'm going to take us over to the nitty gritty and maybe we can borrow some of their special ingredient to help lubricate the boots off of Shimi's feet, okay?
I hope it's grits.
We walk over. I walk in.
Fly behind them. I'm watching Bathwack from afar.
Okay.
I'm staying next to Shimi if I can.
I have Shimi floating with me. I make sure he's...
You have him?
I'm trying to make sure
he's flying the entire time, Will?
Yes, Will was flying up with Shimi away from you, specifically
that's
looking
when you
at
start
you
yelling.
The time.
So the best you can do is just shadow them on the ground. You're just looking up and just trying to be right below them in case those boots fall.
Yeah, you're going to get the diarrhea right in the face.
Yeah, watch out.
Do they have a bathroom at the nitty gritty for Shimi?
Sure, they got a bathroom.
Yeah, Shimi, you still need to go to the bathroom, or did you go in the 2 seconds?
I think something might happen while my foot was being dismantled. But I already said I didn't have to do no diarrhea. Didn't you listen to the recap where I had to figure out how to say diarrhea right at the start in whatever the fuck accent I've got without any kind of lead up? This guy writes it. He writes his first line as, "I'm Roscoe LaFleur," because he knows that's what he needs to get into the voice. Where out of nowhere, I just have to say diarrhea, and then later I have to say it emotionally. Emotionally. Give me a break. Like my foot. All right, here we go. So you enter the nitty gritty.
Will would want to say something before they go in because he's going to be like, you know, like, just make sure you...
Wait, guys. Will has to make a speech.
Oh, come on. It's to you, Shimi.
Oh, never mind.
God, you're so stupid. Does
Will has
really
to make an aside.
I am absolutely trying to hear them. I mean, my attention is on Shimi and Will. I feel like Will is being an obstacle right now.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am.
Like on that show Wipeout, where people fall from heights into water when they get smacked by foam things.
No, not like that. If I see Bathwack, like I imagine them turning, and I'm trying to motion to Shimi, like, we're not going in yet. And then what just happened?
Adam just gracefully reached out with his socked foot and just adjusted his webcam directly down to his desk.
Nice.
Anyway, sorry.
So they all turn away, like, to go, and then, like, I'm trying to make Shimi stay, and if Bathwack is making sure he's keeping an eye on us, I'm going to fly a little further away, gesture to Shimi, so I can just talk. Right. You know I could message him.
Sure.
Bathwack, I could message him, but I'm just making a point! And I fly further away.
I could shoot them right out of the sky, but...
Try it!
Children!
Is that what you say?
You pull out your magnum revolver.
inventory.
50 javelins right at a time.
All right, Bathwack, I'll be right back. It's all good. Just hold on 1 second. And
oh my God.
Shimi flies up to, levitates up to you.
Okay.
Rafina says to Bethwick, you might not want those boots anymore. There's a chance they're full of diarrhea right now. It's probably why he can't get them off. They're stuck.
Them, Rafina. They won't come off. I mean, that's really weird.
Did you smell them?
No, I was too busy breaking Shimi's foot.
Well, why did you do that?
I just gave them a tug.
You don't know your own strength, dearie.
I know, but like, they are not coming off. I mean, I there's something weird. There's something really unusual going on.
Well, let's not panic yet. Let's go in and sit down and figure it out. Or else!
And as they're saying that, I'm like, there's something weird and unusual going on with Bathwack. It's fucking weird right now. You know what? I know what it's all about. I'm not going to tell you every little thing. Because you know, I have a fucking lecture to give to you. By the way, I was in the middle of the fucking lecture until these guys ran around and he broke your foot. Yeah. Stop stealing everything, but that's for later, okay? Fucking listen to me. Everything. If you want me to protect you, you have to fucking listen to me. Listen!
Oh, what?
Don't be stupid in there. He's about to rip your fucking feet off because he really wants those boots.
Yeah, I know. He's scary.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be in there. I think maybe you shouldn't be in there. Maybe you should fly far away. I can go in there. You are not needed.
By the way, have you ever been, like, really hurt and then magically healed, like, right away?
Yes.
I'm worried that's, like, my thing now.
What? What do you mean?
Like, it was nice.
Oh, God, Shimi...
I know, I'm sorry. I'm only telling you this because I view you as a father figure and I'm trying to figure out...
Ew, I am nobody's father, okay? Stop it. Boss, go away. You know what? If you can fly, fly up and I'll give you the key to my room up at the bear top, whatever, the dam.
You don't think I should go in there?
In where? No, Shimi.
With you guys?
Shimi, I don't think you should. Because I think that Bathwack has a little unhealthy obsession with these boots right now.
All right, they're taking too long. I'm climbing the side of the building.
All right, athletics check.
Holy fucking shit.
Spanakopita.
Natural 20?
Uh-huh.
Holy crap, a 28. Okay.
Yeah, Will, you look down and see, like, Bathwax start to scale the building.
Yeah.
And it's, like, two stories up, and you're like...
Right.
It's just a building. It's
but
not...
he's scared. That's terrifying, though. Bathwick is successfully scaling this building. But
I'm saying, you initially look, he just puts, like, a hand on, and you're like, okay, he's trying to get up here.
Yeah.
We could fly away. Just give him, you know, so you...
Oh, shit,
you're not...
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah, you might not
caught?
Necessarily... No, I'm just saying, you see that happen, and you turn your attention back to Shimi. You assume you have a little while to...
No!
Figure out what's next.
Okay, well, I already was role-playing what I was saying, so those are the things I was saying. The last thing I said was, like, maybe you should fly away.
And I say, right next to them, Shimi, I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh,
let's go talk.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There goes the diarrhea!
Oh, no! For real, what is he? Is he grabbing us? Like, what's happening?
Because No,
he's just talking to you. He's just casually hanging on to a dormer.
Oh my God.
Window.
I try to fly away and push Shimi away from Bathwack.
You know, Will, your meddling is what's going to get Shimi hurt.
My meddling did not break his leg literally 5 minutes ago.
And you keep telling him to go away.
I'm trying to protect him from you.
Whatever happened down there is an accident, and also, it's really strange what's going on with those boots. Don't you agree? Like, they will not come off.
Yes, it is very strange what's happening with those boots.
I don't just go around breaking people's legs, trying to take their shoes off. I mean,
right, Bathwack, but here's the thing. Let me talk to you in the bar. This is... something to do with something that we've talked about before. You know, King Bathwack. You know, you just fucking said it. So why don't you calm down, climb down this building, and go sit and get yourself 20 whiskeys, and I'll pay for them. Go get drunk. I'll be there in a minute. And let Shimi go. If you don't let Shimi go, what's wrong with you?
Bathwack, I did steal these boots for you. I knew you wanted them. But then Will was worried about you. He thinks there's something going on with you.
I'm worried about Shimi. I'm not worried
but
about
Bathwack. No, he's worried about both of us because he cares about us.
Shimi, go away.
I will.
Ugh.
What's going on up there?
Bathwack says he's not going to hurt me. Will's worried he is going to hurt me. I've got these boots. I made up the diarrhea. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't have diarrhea.
Oh, I knew that.
That's good. I didn't want him to be diarrhea all over the place.
Very unsanitary.
Hey, I can't. Looking at them, it's making me feel like it would be real awesome to be able to fly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, now you get it. But I'm not there.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. I did some skydiving in my youth, and it's just not.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Hell yes. Hell yes, Rafina!
And then suddenly Rafina has a flashback in her mind.
I want to hear
of
what
skydiving. At of the skydiving. Very top, the very, very top of a very, very tall tree in Beartoggle that's not there anymore. Damn it! And she has a blanket that she's using as a parachute. And she puts her arms up in the air. And she bends her knees. And she jumps out of the tree!
All right, and then the vision cuts.
Hey, Rafina, did you... What? You just went blank in your face for like a minute.
I'm hardcore. Yeah, those were the days. Those were the days. But no, I'm done with that risk-taking.
You know, I didn't... If you saw something just now, I didn't see it, too.
Oh, is that true?
And you weren't, like, talking. You didn't say anything, either. You just sort of... Your eyes went up to the left for a bit.
Well, what I'm trying to imply is that I just remembered my risk-taking days of skydiving. Try to keep up, Roscoe!
Okay.
Anyway, I just want you guys both to know what... is going on. Batquack, I know you wanted these boots, and I'm sorry. I wanted to give them to you, but Will warned me that if I did, it wouldn't be good, because you're like, something's going on, and then you tracked me down and broke my foot. So clearly there's something going on with Batquack.
Yeah, Will is definitely right. Something
what I'm
going
saying,
on
Will is... I don't know why Will is such an obstacle here. Listen, Will, like, look, I will not let Gully's End burn. I need these boots. Don't try to stop me. Nobody's going to stop me from being strong enough.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
What, Will?
Gully's End, bunch of cliffs, on fire, Roscoe and Rafina. Was that Gully's End in the book? Is that what you're acting like a complete crazy person right now? If you think you're going to get these boots and fly to Gully's End by yourself, I feel like that might not be the best idea. At least take Rafina with you. And by the way, Rafina is my best friend, so she's going to go with me. So deal with that and calm down and go drink 100 whiskeys. Whatever you want, just let Shimi go.
Guys, you're going to just have to repeat all this later. Calm down!
I would like
I'm
to suggest
I'm recording
that...
it.
Roscoe asked Rafina, like... You just want to head in a while.
Yeah.
And we were walking in as you called back, like, we'll have to repeat all this.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So okay. We're going to go get a table.
Yeah.
That's okay. Great.
So you guys enter the Nitty Gritty saloon, and it's pretty busy. It's about lunchtime now. It's dark, very dimly lit. There's the whole right wall is like this giant fireplace, and it's full of this roaring fire. It's a little too warm, so that side is not as well populated. But the tables are mostly full in here, so there's a lot of conversation, clinking of silverware and cups, a few harried-looking servers moving back and forth to the kitchen, or at least through a door where you assume the kitchen is. And then there's a sign over in the back left corner that says, to the beer garden. With an arrow pointing to like an entryway, and you see some natural light spilling forth, so you think there might be a beer garden back there.
Oh my gosh.
You could find a table here that would accommodate you, but it certainly would not be private.
Even if it was right by the fire, because it's too hot?
Yeah,
you know, wants everyone to sweat.
Yeah, we need to sweat it out.
Hey, I mean, yeah, you could... It would, plus the roaring of the fire has its own sort of sound buffering. You know that Will has a high threshold for what he considers to be private. So that might not satisfy him, but I could see that being an option. Sure.
What do you think, Roscoe? What is this beer garden? Is it worth looking at?
Well, I don't know about the beer garden. I usually sit right over here by the fire. I usually just sweat up a storm in here. Come over, stand here with me for like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Come here. Now look at, oh man, look how it feels. It feels like we're in a sauna over
here. Oh, my socks are all damp. Ooh.
Look at my sweat. Look at my sweat. I'm going to take my tie.
That's gross.
And dab at my sweat. It's really what most of what I do in my life is just sweating in different places.
Oh. Well, it's good to have a hobby, Roscoe.
Yeah, well, and another thing that people don't tell you much about sweat is that it actually can really help to get the mustard out.
Really? Well, so, divert some of it on that stain, except that I'm concerned it might have some magical powers.
You think what might have magical powers?
Your mustard stain on your shirt.
Oh, I thought you meant my lavender-scented sweat.
It does smell really good. Another reason to be here. Okay.
If I had money for every time I just was sitting in here by the fire and I spilled mustard on my shirt and then I got it out with some sweat, I'd have so much money. Also, the good place about here, well, you know what the problem is, though, is I got Roscoe here with me and they only allow dogs back in the beer garden. So.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, that settles that. No sweating today.
Bye, fire.
Goodbye, lavender-scented sweat. Goodbye, lack of mustard stains.
I'll probably sweat a bit out here.
Okay. All right, so you guys head back towards the beer garden. And the rest of you. So, do you think that... All right, that's like, Will wants me to go away while you guys have your talk. Is that okay? I want to give you these boots.
All right, Shimi. All right. So we'll see you later. We'll figure out what's going on.
I mean, you can apparently magically find me whenever you want and run really fast like a scary man made out of liquid metal that, like, shoots your arms at a car in front of you.
Yeah.
And then breaks people's feet, so...
Shimi, see Mystic River. I forgot.
Robert Patrick should have been in Mystic River. So, all right. You could pretend to keep up the ruse that you could give me a secret place to hide that Bathwack can't find me, but I think
it's
he's made it clear.
It's not a secret. What? Wait, no, it's not a pretend secret. What are you talking
about? No, I'm saying that he could probably find me no matter where I go. It seems.
Maybe, but maybe the spell has a range. I was trying to reverse pickpocket the damn top end key to Shimi somewhere if I can. There we go. Sleight of hand. I like how I
Are you like carefully
pickpocket.
Watching Will?
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah, I am now.
All right, perception.
I mean it's not going to matter cuz Will is
Well, you have to meet a 17.
17 and you have 11. Amazing
no,
things.
Okay, you don't good. Notice.
So I say damned up in room number, whatever the heck my room number was up there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In a brain
I understand.
Message.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go now. And oh.
Shimi, just leave.
Okay. I just want
I
both
can't
of you...
go sit down until you leave.
I've got to
get
go.
Out of here.
But I just want Bathwack to know that I have agency in this. It's not just Will. We're all contributing members to this exchange. We're equal parties.
Wait
and...
a second. Equal? I don't know. He's King Bathwack. I don't know if you heard. Okay, I better stop. I need to go inside, Shimi. Get out of here. I'm going to escalate. I feel the escalation coming
all
on.
All right. just... Think about your breathing. Know your breathing in. Know Genie. Your breathing out. Hi, guys.
What? Why is... Wait, is Sheenie a different person? What is happening with
Sheenie? What?
Remember to breathe in. Okay. Okay. So me and Bathwick are left.
Yep.
And I'm flying. I maintain the spell, and I... As soon as Shimi is far away to the point where I don't think Bathwack can throw a javelin through
climb
his head. Climb the sky. I'm like, Bathwack, I guess we should go inside so that everyone can play, but what the fuck, man?
Everyone can play.
Climb down this building like a reverse psycho or whatever. Come on.
Yeah, he turns and goes head first down like an iguana.
I'm not carrying you. You're like 1,000 pounds, so no thanks.
Body like folds up and bends in all kinds of weird, unusual ways.
Listen, you rolled a natural 20 to climb this building, so you can come down however you want.
He just like leaps to the other building, slides down.
You drag a claw through the grout of the brick, and you're back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Maybe he like goes over the roof of the building and gets to the beer garden. Like,
that was sweet.
It is. You don't know they're there, but yeah, theoretically, you so, maybe.
Oh, but could. I can see. Can I see the building?
You can hear Rafina talking very loudly to Roscoe.
Oh yeah, you hear Rafina's voice.
Yeah, like he could
up.
Come if there is an open. Yeah, he could totally do that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I really like the acoustics back here. Oh, these are great. The acoustics.
What are you talking? What?
Definitely hear Rafina.
Echo. Echo.
Roscoe, that's
doesn't
my
echo
name.
At all.
It doesn't echo at all. Nice.
It's like
I don't
the
know.
Flattest,
I think
deadest.
Rafina can make anything echo. I'm not sure.
Yeah, she just did. She just said it a bunch of times.
Go.
Where's all the animals? By the way, did they go with them?
Yeah,
they. So all the animals are in the beer garden. Yeah.
Yeah, they went that's through, why we got there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we can. So I'll. Yeah, I'll fly over.
Okay.
Oh, Will and I are going the same way.
I guess I was going down, but then I see you going
you
over there, and I hear
say that to yourself, but very loudly. Oh, me and Will are going the same way. I guess
I'll walk in. I'll go wherever it makes sense. I'll go to the beer garden.
Yep, you're there.
Yes,
and yeah, the beer garden is it's actually empty. It's sort of a small little courtyard. There's a locust tree, sort of a wizened old thing, bent over in the corner. There's a couple benches about, and there's a few tables.
We've got a table for you already.
Come sit. It's time to talk.
We've already carefully drawn out ground rules for the preceding conversation.
That's right.
Who are you again? Will says as he looks at Roscoe.
Will, Roscoe has something to contribute.
Mustard?
And sweat.
It's lavender scented.
I don't know how to feel about that. That's so weird.
Well, stop judging, says Bernard.
Oh. I don't even know if you're Bernard. This is weird. Again, why are you here?
We can talk about it, but I
don't
think that's
time
what we
to talk
yeah,
to,
we will.
Stranger.
I have some notes about it that I can review, but I don't think this is the time.
Will, we're going to practice some deep listening. I want you to hear me. I want you to deeply listen to me right now. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Don't make that face at me, Will. I think it is a wonderful reflection of your beautiful nature that you have an instinct to be so overprotective of the children that we come across. And I love that about you. Don't talk! I think that you might remember that I used to be able to see what you were feeling. And while I can't do that anymore, I have not forgotten the way you feel about your family. And just because you aren't actually a father to somebody doesn't mean that you haven't been a father to so many people in your family and a caretaker and more than a brother. And I know that you are very worried about somebody else hurting a child in your care. So we just need to be cognizant that you have that baggage. Now, Bathwick.
Bathwick can't figure out who you're talking about.
Will,
are you talking about Will?
Yeah, you're right.
Is everybody confused?
Will almost can't believe, but like he's, yeah, he listened.
And Bathwick, you clearly are stuck. You're stuck. I want to know why you're stuck. You're stuck. You're stuck. You're attached to these boots just like they're attached to Shimi's feet. You are attached to them. And you haven't really been, you haven't revealed why. What is this yelling I hear about Gully's End? I heard a yell, and that's the only thing I heard.
I'd like to suggest that without anybody realizing it, Roscoe left, went inside to get, like, some drinks, and just now returns with, like, a bunch of, like, drinks and, like, snacks and things.
All right, so, anybody would be able to see this, but in both inside and outside, on the walls, like carved into the walls, is the menu for the Nitty Gritty Saloon. Very simple menu. There is ale, which is 2 copper. There is bread, which is 1 copper. There is baked potato, which is 1 copper. And there is lima beans, which is 1 copper. And then there is the final item is chowder, is 1 copper, but it's scratched out, like carved out, like there's a big line carved.
Whoa!
Out.
Wait, what was the last thing? Chowder.
Chowder.
Scratched so out. That's major.
Would Roscoe know that they're out of chowder?
Yeah, they've never sold chowder for
they've
as long as
chowder.
You.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Roscoe returns with 4 ales, a bowl of lima beans for Roscoe, the dog.
Aww.
2 bowls of lima beans, one for Roscoe, one for Bernard.
Aww.
And 4 pieces of bread and 4 baked potatoes.
Aww.
And 4 little bowls of mustard for the bread.
Actually, they don't have mustard here.
Oh, no.
So,
okay, you could provide your own mustard. You definitely have that. But the bread does come with a selection of dipping sauces.
Oh.
But they don't have mustard.
Oh, no.
That's bullshit. Roscoe always brings his own mustard. That's why he travels with his own mustard, is because of places like this.
They have soy sauce. They have horsey sauce.
No.
They have salsa, which means sauce in Draconic. That's why they have salsa.
It just means sauce? That's,
yeah. But it's salsa. Cute.
What are they?
Salsa.
Oh,
he's
sauce?
Making a little joke.
Wait.
It's
pretty funny.
It's Spanish.
Yeah, that's what salsa means in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And they have mayonnaise.
Oh, God.
Wow. Yeah, it comes with like a little dipping tray when you get bread.
Yeah, they got mayonnaise in there, but, you know, I'm not fancy like that. So, yeah.
How many Ales. Different mustards do you have in your coat?
Rafina, that's a private question.
Does that break
do you
the want rules to
whisper
of this
it
discussion?
To me? Yeah.
I don't have...
The whisper is not a cantrip. I'm thinking of message, aren't I?
Yep.
No, I'm thinking of whispering on Roll 20.
I don't have that Roll 20 feature. So here's 4 ales for everybody.
Thank you.
Here's 4 pieces of bread with mustard personally derived.
Yeah. Personally derived mustard.
Personally derived mustard. And 2 bowls of lima. I don't know. Roscoe loves lima beans. I don't know. Bernard, do you like lima beans?
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Here you go. You're welcome. And did I say the baked potatoes? The baked potatoes here, too. So, have we made any, did we fix everything?
It's all taken care of. That's right. And can I have some of those lima beans, please? And I grab some out of the bowl.
Okay,
out of the bowl.
You know what, Rafina? I'm going to need you to deeply listen to me now.
Okay, but wait, I need to give you some money.
It doesn't matter. I stole all this.
Actually, you would settle up when you're leaving.
Okay.
So you didn't have to. You
can split the bill later.
We'll get to that. That'll be another half of an episode. I don't want to skip over that.
Roscoe's sitting down and he's like, "Now, Rafina, I gotta tell you. I was only saying, are we finished? Did we fix it? As a joke."
I was joking,
and maybe
too.
You were responding in kind. But,
mustard
I think
for
in
mustard.
Times...
Sorry.
I guess, I mean, that's a good point, mustard for mustard. But, I don't think everything's fixed, and I think maybe we should leave the jokes at the door.
To the
beer garden.
I am shamed, but not in a bad way. Thank you for the reminder.
All right.
Shamed in a good way.
I have been quiet for too long, says Will. Because
I
will...
With his mouth full of bread.
I will listen. I will listen. But if you're asking me not to joke, I cannot be part of this conversation.
Is sarcasm allowed?
Yeah, exactly.
Rafina and I both know that the fifth ground rule that we drew up while we were waiting for you was that jokes are perfectly allowed as long as immediately afterward we say the word asterisk and then explain the nature and meaning of the joke.
I agree.
Sounds
to
like
that.
A hoot.
That's weird. I must be lightheaded. Okay.
That way there's no room for misinterpretation.
Amazing. Amazing. Well.
I'm waiting for him to say asterisk.
Roscoe did
waiting
not say
forever.
I mean, we have to do this, right? Because Bathwack is going crazy. Am I not allowed to say that? Going obsessive, right?
Bathwack, why don't you do us a favor and take an honest, frank self-inventory of your relationship with these boots and your relationship with your feelings about said boots? Offer us clarity and clarification with respect to what is going on with your internal horizons.
This is the show we have after we practice mindfulness.
I know!
Just so you know.
Yes. For the pork fried dice listeners out there, we've started doing meditation together before our recording sessions.
Well, to be fair, I'm not sure if it's that different.
Yep.
Bathwack, all I'm asking you to do is provide us with some personally derived mustard of the soul.
Oh my god. I can't take it. That's Abby.
Look, I know Will saw what was in that book. He saw more than I did. But one of those pictures is, it's a place I know pretty well, actually. It's a cliff that overlooks Gully's End. And in that picture, there were two people. I think there were two of us. I don't know, maybe it was Rafina and Roscoe looking down into the valley. And everything was on fire. And so, you know, I don't know if that's a real image or not. Like I said, maybe this book is full of lies. But if it is real, I won't let Gully's End burn.
He's willing to break children's legs to achieve
his
ends.
Hey, ground rule number two.
What?
You're only allowed to talk if you're holding this koosh ball.
What's a koosh?
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.